With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. One of the nation's leading tax experts says it's no surprise that Elon Musk grew frustrated after an arduous effort to trim government waste. Bob Agnew reports.
Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform, says Musk did a masterful job at exposing
the can of worms that is Washington, D.C. spending.
But this is the same person who, after acquiring Twitter, found it was top-heavy with waste.
And he fixed it, like, in a week, okay? And he doesn't understand why that doesn't work with the federal government.
And although it took only months to expose the waste, fraud, and abuse,
this will take decades to clean up this mess.
Norquist was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia's pounding Ukraine with cruise missiles and drones.
The local governor said six Shahed-type drones struck the residential areas of Priluki early Thursday morning, causing severe damage to residential buildings. Hours later, over a dozen people were wounded in a Russian drone strike on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv, according to the regional head. Ukraine's Black Sea-Odessa region was also attacked by drones overnight, as state emergency footage showed firefighters attempting to put out a blaze in a local residential building.
Correspondent Karen Chamas reporting. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia has been charged by the Trump administration with transporting illegal immigrants into the United States. The federal charges unsealed Friday stem from a traffic stop in 2022. The charges allege that Abrego-Garcia conspired to bring undocumented immigrants to the U.S. from Guatemala, El Salvador, and other countries. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 443 points, the NASDAQ rose 231, the S&P 500 advanced by 61. This is SRN News. The Kennedy Center begins June with faith-filled content.
The center kicked off June by debuting the Angel Studios hit film, The King of Kings, an animated movie that goes through the life of Jesus. There were two showings of the film on June 1st as part of the center's effort to revamp its family-focused programming to include more faith-based content. Both shows were reportedly sold out. The center called it, quote, a heartwarming weekend of family, faith, and film, unquote. George Williams, SRN News.
There's a new church in the Southern Baptist Convention, and its members are mostly Polynesian. Baptist Press reports the church is located in a suburb of Salt Lake City, Utah. It's all because Pastor David Sturgeon had a heart for bringing Polynesian people to Christ. He says there was a need for evangelical English-speaking Polynesian-led biblical churches and small groups. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose on Wall Street following a better-than-expected report on the U.S. job market. The S&P 500 climbed 1%, marking its second weekly gain in a row. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 1%, and the NASDAQ rose 1.2%. U.S. employers slowed their hiring last month, but still added a solid 139,000 jobs amid uncertainty over President Trump's trade wars. Lululemon Athletica sank after lowering its profit forecast for a full year. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.51%. The Dow was up 443 points to close at 42,762. The Nasdaq gained 231 points to 19,529. The S&P 500 added 61 to 6,000. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.